Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking to Ronnie?
This is him.
Ronnie Journey, correct?
Yep.
Okay, sir. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Not Phoenix. I live in Levine.
Phoenix?
Levine.
Okay, thank you. So now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off of the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix, okay?
Okay.
So this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine, as you already know. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, it's clear.
Thank you. Now, in what year you were born?
Say again?
In what year you were born?
81.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White's fine.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, it all depends on what part of Levine you're talking about. We're talking about the 51st Avenue and Baseline.
Everything Levine, sir. Everything Levine. And overall.
I would just say right now, at the current moment, slightly below average, but it's trending upwards.
So poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
We'll say poor then.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, more affordable housing options to rent or buy. 1, very little. 5, being a lot. 1 to 5.
Right. Probably 3.5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
4. 4.5. 4.5.
Better public transportation options.
That's it, too.
Better street and road maintenance.
05.
More dining and entertainment options.
4.
More good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. And better public transportation options. Excuse me again.
I think that would be it too. That's pretty good. From in my area, there's like 4 or 5 bus stops, so that's good, I think.
Okay. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or
too
about
few.
The right amount?
Too
few?
Too few,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I think too few. There's not a whole lot there.
Thank you. So now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of this kind of business in Levine. Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
No.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes. Strongly.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Strongly.
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
I'd like to see, you know, things like a Target or even a Costco out here as far as, like, grocery, sort of, like, shopping,
like
entertainment.
What kind of like grocery store, what you mean? Like a Walmart or something?
Right. Yeah, like grocery and retail.
Okay, cool. What kind of retail store?
Like you know, basic like Target.
Like how?
Like Target, where you can go get kind of a little bit of everything.
Oh, so you want like a Walmart and Target type of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And then better grocery store options. Because as it stands right now, like if you go like Chandler or Gilbert or anything else, you can get to a grocery store pretty quickly. And now there's only two grocery stores that are kind of kitty-corner from each other, and they're crowded as hell. Like, so we need more of those options there. So grocery, retail, and restaurants.
Now, what kind of restaurants? Like seafood, Mexicans, or
all?
Because
there's not very many. Yeah, there's not very many options. I know they're building stuff out here, and they're in the process of building it. You know, like Olive Garden, Chili's, or whatever. But, yeah, just kind of different options of restaurants could be all of them, basically.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Switching gears a bit, okay?
Okay.
How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much, excuse me?
It's pretty bad. It's too expensive out here.
Okay, so that is to say, how much does it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
Very big problem.
Thank you. So now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I'd say moderately.
A moderate problem?
Yeah.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Can you repeat the question?
I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no would you like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine.
Okay.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Somewhat. Yeah, yes. We'll say strongly.
Yes strongly, yes somewhat?
Yeah, yeah. Strongly.
Okay. Housing options for seniors.
Somewhat.
Yes somewhat?
Yep.
Townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat.
Okay. Single-family detached homes.
Somewhat.
One, Okay.
Somewhere.
How long have you been? How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years.
I've lived in the Valley for almost 20 years.
Okay. So
I've lived in this house for a little over a year.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay?
Okay.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm in favor, somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat favor?
Yeah.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, I'm in favor of that.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
No, I'm not in favor of that.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Yeah, I'd say somewhat opposed. Like, if it happened, I wouldn't be upset, but I think there's other ways to do it.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat in favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat in favor.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000,
$100,000 to $125,000.
75 to 100. Okay, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Rod.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good night, okay?
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. I'm coming, man. I'm coming for y'all, man.